Thank you for tuning in to the Centerpoint Church Podcast. Our prayer is that you are ministered to as you listen in. We hope you enjoy the sermon.
How many of you know the song, Away in a Manger? Y'all ready? We sang one last week. We're going to try it again today. If I can get on the right key, y'all ready? You don't even need words for this. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cat, lowing the poor babies. The little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. In that Christmas carol, which we've talked about over the last few weeks, in that Christmas carol, you sing a word that we run right by. It's the word Lord. The little Lord Jesus. Do you know the word Lord in the New Testament alone is used over 740 times? And yet a lot of the time we don't understand what we're even saying when we say the little Lord Jesus. How many of you know medieval days? Y'all know that? Lord, whoever it is. Who was the Lord? When the Lord, let's say Lord Philip. Lord Philip walks in. What happens when Lord Philip walks in to, in those days, what would happen? And only until the Lord recognized or told you to stand, nobody stood. We sing Away in a Manger, and we talk about the little Lord Jesus, and there's something that happens in our mouth when we're saying that. We sing it as a Christmas carol, and yet we're professing something that will revolutionize our lives if we understand in just a little carol what it says. Look at Luke chapter 1, verse 26. I may have told you Luke 2. Luke chapter 1, beginning in verse 26, it says, "Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the descendants of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, 'Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you.' But she was very perplexed at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was. The angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end.' Mary said to the angel, 'How can this be? I am a virgin.' The angel answered and said to her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and for that reason the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her age, and she who was called barren is now in her sixth month. For nothing will be impossible with God.' And Mary said, 'Behold the bondservant of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word.' And the angel departed from her." In Luke chapter 2, verse 10 and 11, we see the shepherds on the hill, and here's what is said: "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. So in thinking about this message, I thought about, why did the angel say to Mary, do not be afraid? I wondered, why would he say that to her? Then I started thinking about, if I was Mary, I'm not, I'm a man, but if I was a woman, and if I was about to be impregnated, there must be something around that that comes from a woman's perspective of what might be being said by that angel to Mary on do not be afraid. So you know what I did? My wife, who I live with and love with all my heart, and she is a great speaker in herself, in and of herself, in her own calling. I asked her a few weeks ago, I said, Christy, would you come and help us and enlighten us as a church of what Mary might have been thinking whenever the angel said, do not be afraid. Come on, sweetheart. Give Christy a great big hand this morning. All right, sweetie. Go get them. I'm going to be watching you all along. I'm glad you're my Mary. Your mic is on.
Oh, you've heard many times about what she might have felt. But I think instantly when if you're in a position where you're being greeted by an angel, and not just an angel, God sent Gabriel. Gabriel, in the history of what they would have known even in the Old Testament, he brought Gabriel to be the messenger of God. He was known to bring the message from God to his people. And so not only was she was greeted by him, she knew that this had to be very special. And I think even though when she came the first instant, she was in awe and in wonder, and wouldn't you be excited? And excited that God would actually send his one messenger, the most important messenger he had, Gabriel, to come speak with her. But the message that he brought was hope for the world that she, being a Jewish woman, understood. And that he wasn't just coming and saying, hey, this is a messenger. This is a message just for man. This is a messenger for you, and that you are going to be the one that actually conceives the one that is a gift to the world. So I think instantly for a moment, she had to have just been in absolute awe. But you know, she was human. And so once the humanness started to take over and the angel left her, she had to have been going through emotions of the human emotions that we go through. Human emotions such as the fear and the why. And the doubt would start sinking in, start messing with her. The first thing would be the fear of what others would say. Don't we wonder that? Where, you know, when you replay conversations, don't we wonder, well, what are people going to say? What are they going to say about me? How am I going to be defended? How is somebody going to take care of maybe what they might be saying about me? Fear of her abandonment from Joseph. What is Joseph going to think? We've talked about, you know, that we know the angel eventually came in Joseph through a dream. But she had to have wondered that. The fear of being judged, the fear of being isolated, the fear of being shunned from her community, the fear of the unknown, and even the fear of death. The fear of death would have been very real for a Jewish woman back in that time. It wouldn't have been a conversation to even allow her to say her side. They would have stoned her. The fear of pregnancy. This is her first pregnancy. How does this happen? I don't know what I'm going to be going through. I don't know how to relate. I don't even know the unknowns of being pregnant. What does this mean for me? And what tomorrow would bring? But because the angel of the Lord brought the message, I think that the word struck true, that he brought an important message of do not be afraid. That words do not be afraid touched every human emotion. Do not be afraid of what people are going to say about you. Do not be afraid about what Joseph is going to do. Do not be afraid of being shunned, isolated. Do not be afraid of the fact that you are fearing death. It covered every emotion she had to have walked through. But because she knew the Lord, she knew that that was an important statement that could be made to her to begin with, is it covered every emotional distress that you would go through in your mind. Do not be afraid. These words cover every negative question. And just as the words "do not fear" covered Mary's fears and emotions, the words "you are highly favored and the Lord is with you" would have brought her sustained and daily encouragement. Because when you replay things in your mind, sometimes you have to think of the encouraging part that's going to take and help you sustain you for each and every day. We know every morning we get up and we have to renew our minds. But if the Lord hadn't have brought through the messenger a word of encouragement, she wouldn't have had anything to go back to. We replay and we replay and we replay. And then a lot of times we just focus on the negative. But because those words were so given directly to her, "You are highly favored of the Lord, and the Lord is with you." She knew that because she was favored, she could walk in the confidence of the Lord Jesus Christ. She knew that she was specifically said, "The Lord is with you." And so that she didn't have to fight the fight alone, and she didn't have to fight through the battle of emotions because of sin. She was fighting it emotionally daily with the earthly things, but because she was highly favored, she didn't have to worry. God was before her. That was answering her why. Why could she go through this? Why is this happening to me? You know why? Because she was highly favored. She already had the relationship with God. She already knew her place as a woman inside, not just her culture and who she was, but she had walked with God. I dare say that she probably had so many things in her life where she could see where God was walking before her, so she didn't have to worry after she had that being told to her. That was just a reminder of a daily encouragement to her. So we've got the fear taken care of by "fear not." We've got the why taken care of by the Lord, "you are highly favored and the Lord is with you." What about doubt? What happens when doubt comes in? This can't be real. This can't be happening. What am I going to... Are you kidding me? Really? I mean, I'm sure she didn't be like, "Hey, God, I need..." But we're human. So the third phase would be, is this really going to happen? And because she had a relative that was already walking through being barren, being higher in age, knowing that her barren days, her birthing days had already been over, and now she was older. But you know the greatest thing that was really cool, that really jumped out at me, is that the angel even brought that message and made the announcement to Mary and said, "You have a relative, Elizabeth, who's been barren, known to be barren, but she is carrying a child, and she is in her 6th month. Think about that. Ladies, you know darn well, when you have somebody, a friend or a family member that is pregnant or has been there before, what have you got? You've got instant comfort. You've got an instant friend that you can rely to, you can bond with, you can say, "Gosh, this is what I'm going through. Tell me what's happening. Why is my stomach getting bigger? What happens next? What is this pain? What is that pain? Oh my goodness, why is my mood going woo, 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 woo?" But she instantly had something that God made sure that she also had next to her. Not just that she had to rely on her faith and knowing that God said, "Fear not," but she now had somebody here on earth with her that would understand what she was going to be going through, what was going to be happening with her body, what was going to be happening with her emotions. But not just in that confirmation, but that she was carrying a miracle, because Elizabeth too was carrying a miracle. She had that confirmation. She had that confirmation that she didn't have to doubt that this was really happening to her. It also says further that she immediately got up and went to Elizabeth. And Elizabeth didn't have to be told who was carrying the Lord Jesus. And the minute Mary walked in there, what happened? Her belly, the baby inside her belly, leaped with joy. And the Holy Spirit instantly told Elizabeth, "This is your Savior's mother." And so there was an instant connection that happened. There was an instant relational connection, not just spiritual, but the relational. That's why, and I'm just going to step out, this has nothing to do with the message, but that's why it's so important to have the relationships inside the church, to be like-minded with somebody who believes with you, can encourage you, because we are human. We need that. So she had her earthly and human emotions were covered by the angel of the Lord saying, "Fear not." It covered every earthly emotion that she was going to walk through. And her encouragement for each and every day was, you are highly favored, and the Lord walks before you. And her confirmation to cover any doubt was Elizabeth, who was older in years and said to be barren. There's something that happens to us when we know that we're walking in the fullness and in the favor of the Lord. It renews your mind, it moves your spirit. But when you have the encouragement of believers up against you, that no matter what the enemy comes against you in your mind and in your spirit, the Lord walks before you, but you have the encouragement of others. So the Lord covered every angle for her. I'm sure she woke up some days going, Lord, why me? Why is this happening? What's going on? But because we retrace conversations in our mind, the Lord knew that he made sure that every emotion, everything she'd be going through, that he had it covered in every area.
Oh boy, I tell you what. I like that lady right there. The angel came and said, don't be afraid. Spoke to her that she was favored. Gave her another example that she could do it too. And then it came to Mary. I would like to say to you today, this morning, that you don't have to be afraid. If you look in the scripture, if you go in and just do a search on do not be afraid, how many times the Lord through scripture says to each one of us, don't be afraid. Every person in this room is favored. The Bible says in your mother's womb, God made every person in this room and he made you to be a masterpiece. That's what it says, Ephesians 2:10. Every person in this room, God created for workmanship. Look at the people on your left and right. Look at them. Just look at them. I know some of them need some prayer. Some of them are like, oh, Lord, bless them, Jesus. Here's what I want to say to you on the journey you're on right now is you're not alone. But there must be a response by every person in this room that is being drawn by the Spirit of God or is being called by the Spirit of God if you're a believer to a new place in him of what he wants you to do. Or if you don't know the Lord today, knowing that you don't have to be afraid. There are other people here that didn't know Jesus at some time. There are people in here that were afraid and all that. You know what the deal is? Look, if you would, at the very end of this verse concerning lordship, in the very last part of that verse, here's what Mary said. Mary said, behold, the bondservant of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. The Lord had told her three things. And all she had to do was respond with one thing. And it was this. Yes, Lord. Yes. I will do what you're asking me to do. I will be who you want me to be. I will be the Mary. I will be the mother of Jesus. Mary had no clue that over 2,000 years later, we would be singing a little song that nobody really even knows where the birth of that song was. People attribute it to Martin Luther, and yet all through there, we find over the history that it's absent. Mary didn't know that today we're going to have a song in just a few minutes entitled, Mary, Did You Know That Your Baby Boy Would Someday Walk on Water? No, she didn't know that he was going to walk on water. All she did was say, yes, Lord, I'm willing to do what you're asking me to do. See, God can give you every promise in the scripture. He can give you everybody around you that says, you can do it, you can do it. Can do it, you can do it, you can do it, and you can have people all around you that encourage you. But there's one thing that must happen for you to see the miracle working hand of God in your life is for you to say, yes, Lord, I'll obey. Yes, God, I will. Yes. May it be to me as you say to me. All the promises are not realized without you saying yes. All the encouragement that you can receive from anybody can all be there, but you'll never see the miracle and the provision in your life without you saying yes, God. See, the song we sing, Away to Made the Little Lord Jesus. Jesus is Savior, Lord is Master. Every person in this room awaits the miracle working hand of God. But it happens when you say yes. So the question this morning, as this team comes in to do this last song for us before the altar time, the question is, Mary, did you know? So we can put other names in there. Christy, did you know? Spencer, did you know? Philip, did you know? Dave, did you know? Daryl, did you know? It's in the obedience that the question and the answer to the question comes of the miraculous hand of God that answers. I look back on my life and I see at times where I've surrendered to the Lord, and I look back and I can say, David, did you know that the Lord would give this big old building to your church? David, did you know? See, it's only when I said yes to the Lord at Cornerstone, Christy and I, do we get to be in church with you today. As this song happens, I'm going to ask you this morning, with the Lord saying, don't be afraid, with Him giving you examples of others all around you, the question is, will you answer the Lord and say, yes, Lord, I will, with whatever He's asking of you.
We hope you enjoyed this week's sermon here at Centerpoint.